Back here at the big glass tech board for this week's edition of Game Reflections, I'm Andrew Mason, joined by KC Jones. As always, looking back at three plays from the Broncos' loss to the Raiders, we're going to start on the defensive side. What looked like a big, big play at the time, Shaq Barrett's strip sack fumble of Derek Carr got the Broncos the ball in great field position, set up what you thought was going to be a score before an interception in the end zone. KC, take us through this play. Tell us what you saw to get set Shaq up for the sack.
Raiders are going to turn the protection away from Shaq Barrett, creating a one-on-one with Donald Penn. Donald Penn is a little bit slow off the ball, but anytime a defensive lineman can get the offensive lineman to face the sideline, turn his shoulders, he's going to have the advantage. Shaq Barrett, one of only a few players that can do this move in a whole entire NFL. A strip sack, recovers the football, setting up the Broncos in great field position.
Yeah, one of the other guys that can do it is Von Miller, and Miller's out of the frame, but he's drawing a double team away, and this is setting up the one-on-one, and that's why you want to have multiple edge rushers who can do what Shaq and Vaughn can do. And, of course, Shaq had one of these plays earlier this year on strip sack fumble. It's kind of his specialty, what he does very well. Big play. Didn't result in points in the end, but a big play for the defense, certainly what they wanted to get. They want to get takeaways. That was a good one for them. Now on to the fourth quarter on the offensive side. Trevor Siemian, two touchdown passes. This is the first one here on fourth and six, hitting Cody Latimer up the right sideline in the end zone, beating T.J. Carey on the play. KC, what did you see pre-snap?
Great play. Motion in Latimer. He's actually going to run a wheel route, so he's going to get T.J. Carey to go a little bit laterally, and that's enough to get him off of his step, and then Latimer is just going to take care of it with speed and a well-thrown ball. Not too much that T.J. Carey can do on the play, but ends a very important 93-yard drive.
Yeah, and Siemian looked really smooth on this drive, takes a couple steps out of the pocket. Nice open lane for him to throw. Can't deliver the ball any better. Good play by Latimer in one-on-one coverage. It was his first touchdown since November 2015. Of course, he's done a lot better the last few weeks. On to Simeon's second touchdown pass. This one, a 22-yard pass to Benny Fowler. This narrowed the gap to 21-14 late. You can see him making the play down the middle, beating the coverage from the safety.
Yeah, it's a three deep concept for the Raiders. And you see that the third defensive back, the third safety here, is a little bit late coming over. And it's a very, very good concept by the Broncos. Four deep route. They're all going vertical. But I think the play is made right here. When he looks at Booker, he nods off Booker, giving him a kind of a false read. And then the safety's a little bit late coming over. Touchdown. One possession game.
Yeah, well-timed, well-placed ball by Trevor Siemian. The fourth quarter work that he had, some of his best work of the season. Good pass protection up front. Of course, they had a numerical advantage throughout the fourth quarter because of the kind of coverages the Raiders were giving him. And Fowler with his first touchdown since back in September. Some things to build on for the Broncos going into next week as they go down to Miami. A good fourth quarter on offense wasn't enough for the win, but Trevor Siemian will start on Sunday in Miami. Certainly, he hopes to build on what he and the offense did late in Oakland. For KC Jones, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.